ain't good. All the bad ones I saw, because I loved it. All right, my friend, we'll talk to you next Friday morning. Brett Hoppin from Marcus Theaters. We'll talk to you then, Brett.
We'll see you then. Have a great time at the movies, everyone.
All right. All right, it's 8 o'clock on the nose. We're going to talk about the Christmas parade coming up with Kelly Cruz from the DRC in just a few moments. But first, let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
8 o'clock on the noggin.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with staggering devastation from a raging wildfire that's wiped out about 200 homes north of Los Angeles in Camarillo.
It's gone. Everything. I mean, all the family memories.
This happened so fast, we didn't have any preparation.
Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti is in Ventura County.
A desperate attempt to save homes from the air and on the ground in Southern California's Ventura County. Wind gusts up to 80 miles per hour sent the embers flying far and fast. More than 2,000 firefighters are working tirelessly. Their priority, getting people to safety while putting out hot spots.
They're hoping for an assist from calmer winds today. President-elect Donald Trump's begun building his cabinet. His campaign manager, Susie Wiles, will become the first White House female chief of staff. CBS's Robert Costa.
She has always been known as an operative who is low-key but really good at dealing with politicians who have these enormous personalities who want to do things on the public stage in a certain way.
A federal judge in Texas has tossed out a new Biden administration program that provides a path to citizenship for undocumented spouses.
The program allowed undocumented spouses and stepchildren of American citizens to apply for a so-called green card without first having to leave the country. An estimated 500,000 people would have benefited from the program. District Judge J. Campbell Barker said in creating the program, the administration had overstepped its authority. He said it had stretched the legal interpretation of relevant immigration law, quote, past its breaking point. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
In Amsterdam, police say five people have been hospitalized, 62 arrested after attacks on Israeli soccer fans. The BBC's Joe Inwood from Jerusalem.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu described the attacks as premeditated anti-Semitism. And we've had possibly even stronger language from Isaac Herzog, he's the president, who described it as a pogrom, massacres that took place of Jews to try and clear them out of towns in Europe in the 19th and 20th centuries.
The heir to the Levi's jeans fortune has unseated the mayor of San Francisco, Daniel Lurie. Beaten fellow Democrat London Breed. She became the city's first black female mayor 6 years ago. The Grammy nominations are out in a few hours. Women are expected to figure big, including Taylor Swift, who won Album of the Year last year. Look for additional nods for Chapel Roan, Beyonce, and Shaboozy.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. Name on me, Jack Daniels.
S&P futures down 2. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The 13-year-old that apparently attempted to enter a Kenosha elementary school with a weapon yesterday was a former student there. Kenosha Unified Superintendent Jeffrey Weiss said alert staff likely helped avoid tragedy.
Our staff were able to see that this individual looked nervous and suspicious. They confronted that individual. The individual got nervous and fled the building.
Police say tips and other evidence started coming in as they searched for that kid yesterday. Racine County is preparing for a busy Veterans Day weekend. The celebration includes a fish fry, 5K run walk, Veterans Day Expo, and a ceremony with the dedication of a POW MIA Chair of Honor. Mac, a giraffe at the Racine Zoo, has passed away due to age-related health issues. He lived beyond the average life expectancy for a male Maasai giraffe. He's been at the zoo since 2008. And Racine's annual holiday parade is set for tomorrow, starting at 5:30 from the State Street Bridge. The event features local groups, a tree lighting ceremony, Santa, and it'll conclude with fireworks. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
UW Women's Volleyball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The UW Women's Volleyball team in Madison at the Fieldhouse against the Iowa Hawkeyes. The Badgers in third place in the Big Ten. College basketball, the Badgers men's team with a 79-67 win over Montana State. Head coach Greg Gard says the Badgers' next game is against the Appalachian State Mountaineers Sunday morning at 11.
Quick turnaround here for App State coming in on Sunday. Another good team. Different than what we've seen maybe for the last couple games, but a little bigger.
NBA, the Bucks with a 123-100 win over the Utah Jazz. Andre Jackson Jr. getting his first start, helping out on defense, Damian Lillard.
I thought he had a great game. Disruptor, energy, that's just the kind of player he is, and I think, you know, they felt his presence out there tonight.
The Bucks' Gary Trent Jr. only playing 8 minutes before dropping out in the first half.
Back spasms, yeah. I saw him running down the floor in the second quarter, and I turned and said, he's not running normal. I saw that.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 58 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the northwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 44. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. Clouds increasing in the afternoon, 55. And then rain tomorrow night into Sunday. Rain will end by Sunday afternoon with a high on Sunday near 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
What are we doing with our old people? We should be protecting our old people. Why are we telling our old people they can do more things the older they get? That's not how it works. You don't add things to your bucket list after 70. Anything you don't do by 70, you don't have to do. My mother watches TV. She gets these ideas, seeing all these active old people, and she comes back. Well, your father and I are going to start to travel. Yeah. Your dad and I are going to hit the road. Time to start traveling. No. You're scared of stairs. This isn't the time to backpack through Europe. Your ankles are made of popsicle sticks. It takes Dad 3 tries to get up the ramp at Starbucks, just gaining momentum till he eventually bursts through the door and forgets where he is. Starts cursing out the barista because his car's not ready.
Let's say hello to Kelly Cruz, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation, and good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm ready for Christmas this weekend. We've got the Downtown Christmas Parade tomorrow. Let's get the details on it.
Yeah, this is going to be a great parade. Of course, beautiful weather. We have been hard at work all week getting our downtown Norman Rockwell ready, I guess you could say. But Ooh. Yeah, we've got the tree going up. The star goes up this afternoon or this morning. We've got the brand new wreaths down there, some holiday banners. I mean, we are ready. The stores are getting their windows ready to go. And we've got just a wonderful parade. This is always, I think it's a fan favorite parade because it happens at night. And so it really is magical because of all of the lights. It just, a parade at night has just a different vibe to it. So we are ready. Santa Claus is ready. We've got the U.S. postal workers will be collecting letters to Santa to make sure those get delivered to the North Pole in time. We've got, you know, all of the dance groups. We've got the high school bands and choral groups. So we are ready. Hey, we even have fireworks for after the parade.
Yeah, I heard about Stuart J. Waddles talked about in the news. Where are they blasting off from?
We blast those off from the Fifth Street boat launch.
Oh, wow.
So you can really watch the tree get lit, and then if you just kind of look east, all of a sudden we'll have a short fireworks show. Now, this is not, you know, 4th of July fireworks, but we do our best. Just try to, you know, cap off the night with a boom, I guess you could say.
Well, I like the fact that letters to Santa, because I actually have a very long letter this year. And yes, I have a lot of items on it, and I want special attention paid to my letter. And so that's good. Okay, so how long should the parade last before we get to the Christmas tree lighting and all the singing down there?
It'll be about 50 minutes to an hour.
Oh, that's good. So okay, perfect.
It's
yeah,
really just the perfect length. We've got about 65, 70 entries, which is really a nice number. It's not too long and it's not too short. But I'm telling you, everyone is going all out. These floats are going to be really cool. We've got the festival foods, giant cart is going to be completely wrapped in lights, and we've got the Carnival of Lights which always does this massive sleigh. Mm-hmm. They are mm-hmm. going to be there. And, you know, I just always love watching the high school bands and the dancers out there. It's going to be fun. Great weather. Great time to come downtown.
And that you said that great weather. The forecast for tomorrow is partly sunny with a high near 55. it's like having downtown. You know, I always said my daughter moved to Florida. And I said, you know, the problem with Florida Christmas time, Santa comes out, he gets sunstroke. And, who wants Santa wearing shorts and with sunglasses in Florida?
I'm so happy watching this parade in 50 degrees because we've had parades that have been negative 20. We've had St. Patrick's Day parades that have been negative 40, I believe. There was one year, just a couple years ago, that the St. Patrick's parade was just bitter. It was brutal.
Well,
this will be fun.
And this
is perfect. Because you can actually enjoy it.
And the timing is perfect because we're going Saturday to go see Little Women at the Racine Theater Guild. That'll be over about 4:30-ish, and we can make our way down to downtown. Now, where does it kick off from?
State Street in Main.
Okay.
So anywhere you can find your spot anywhere on Main Street up until 6, and then 6th Street all the way down to the roundabout.
I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to it. I think we all need a little rest, and I think this is the nice way to perk us all up. I saw coming downtown, you've got the wreaths up on the light posts already, all lit up.
We got brand new wreaths. That's what's really exciting. They look so much better. So that's exciting. When you see those lit up at night, they look really phenomenal.
All right, so we're looking for a good parade. This is tomorrow night, Saturday, 5:30 p.m. It lasts about 50 minutes to an hour. Then the big Christmas tree lighting ceremony with singers and just happiness, which is what I need.
So. Yeah, and if you get down early and mark your spot, go ahead and go to Monument Square because we're going to have, starting at 4:45, we're going to have different bands and choral groups playing on there, vendors. It'll be fun.
All right. And, of course, the fireworks, when do they kick in? Right after the tree lighting?
Yes. Right after the tree lighting.
All right. So. Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation, always making it exciting downtown for us. Always love the work you do. I mean, some downtowns across America were forgotten about, but not Racine's downtown. And it's vibrant. New stores opening all the time. The old store is still doing well. We've got the Racine Art Museum, RAM downtown. So much going on. And it's a perfect little spot just between State Street and going downtown to 6th Street. It's just everything's happening this holiday season down there. Thank you for making it so vibrant for us. I do appreciate it.
All right. Thanks. Keep an eye on our socials. We have something every single weekend now through the holidays.
And you'll be back with us. And we'll be talking about that on the radio when you come into the studio. That should be fun.
Absolutely.
All right, Kelly.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation. Hey, you know what? I think we're alone now. Tommy James of the Shondells, local news, timeless hits at WRJN.
Children behave, that's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play, they don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can.
Doesn't seem to be anyone else.
for sunshine today with a high near 58. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows around 44 right now. Got the sun out. It's beautiful. 46 degrees right here at Radio Park.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Me. It's 8:17 at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. Well, the American Heart Association says you can live 6 years longer if you do all eight of these things. You got to eat right, be more active, don't use tobacco, get enough sleep, keep your weight in check, control cholesterol, manage blood sugar, and keep blood pressure in check. I don't know. They're really asking a lot of us, aren't they? For what, 6 years? Yeah. All right. No, do it. 8:17 WRJN.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stop the presses. There's a new film about zombies headed our way. Twilight star Billy Burke will head the cast of the new zombie thriller horror movie Outbreak. The show tells the story of a park ranger whose son encounters several people with zombie-like symptoms, probably a headache, fever, and a slight case of the chills. How come we haven't seen a zombie rom-com yet? It's only a matter of time, folks. If you're tired of watching Nicolas Cage films in the comfort of your own home, you'll be interested in this, a new Nicolas Cage Film Festival. The festival is called Nicolas Uncaged and will celebrate several films from our national treasure. See what I did there? The event will take place over the course of the next 2 months in New York at the Metrograph Theater. Some of the films showcased include Adaptation, of course, National Treasure, Con Air, Moonstruck, Red Rock West, and David Lynch's Wild at Heart. The festival starts November 8th and runs through January 2nd. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And heard locally on AM 540 WAUK.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Hospice Alliance is the number one choice for patients facing end of life and empowering those who support them. Hospice Alliance provides comfort and dignity to enhance the quality of life each day. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. Hospicealliance.org.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Fleetwood Mac Tribute Act Secondhand News. Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall. your spot-on recreations of the Rumors era when Fleetwood Mac ruled the airwaves. Tickets for Secondhand News Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. As the colder months approach, treat yourself to a warm and cozy dessert. Enjoy mouth-watering cobbler fresh from the oven, topped with rich vanilla bean ice cream. Or embrace the season with freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls, perfect for the chilly days ahead. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Patriotism above partisanship.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Said the Shirelles, 824 WRJN. A small dog in Southern California named Rocky protected his owners and took on a mountain lion. The mountain lion eventually ran off. Rocky ended up needing 30 stitches to close 8 puncture wounds, but he's going to be just fine. I was thinking, would my dogs have done that? I don't think so. I think they would have run in the other direction. I'm pretty sure. I mean, I love my dogs. I don't think they'd take on a mountain lion to save me. It's 824. Here's Stevie Wonder.
Summer
WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 13-year-old student was arrested in Kenosha yesterday after attempting to bring a rifle into Roosevelt Elementary. Police are crediting school staff for preventing a potential tragedy. Kenosha Unified School District Superintendent Jeffrey Weiss talked about the kid dressed in black carrying a black bag.
This individual came around to the front door, buzzed the office to be let in, and there are two doors when I talk about a secured entrance. Our staff were able to see that this individual looked nervous and suspicious. They confronted that individual. The individual got nervous and fled the building.
The suspect was arrested later in the afternoon following a community-wide search and holds at all county schools. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underly released a statement about the incident, saying she's thankful for school staff in Kenosha for preventing a young person with a firearm from entering the building. Racine County is gearing up for a packed Veterans Day weekend. The celebration begins with a classic fish fry and bingo tonight, followed by a Memorial 5K run walk and the Veterans Day Expo event tomorrow. Monday's events include a Veterans Day ceremony and the dedication of a POW MIA Chair of Honor. And the Racine Zoo has announced the passing of Mac the giraffe. The towering attraction died due to age-related health issues, including arthritis. Mac arrived at the zoo in 2008 and celebrated his 19th birthday this past August. surpassing the average life expectancy for the male Maasai giraffe. Zoo officials are expressing their sadness over his loss, highlighting the joy he brought to visitors over the years. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 58 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the northwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 44. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. Clouds increasing in the afternoon, 55. And then rain tomorrow night into Sunday. Rain will end by Sunday afternoon with a high on Sunday near 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Anyone drink Mountain Dew? I can see her glowing in the dark. That is liquid Chernobyl. What are you doing? Does anyone drink Diet Coke? You guys are all not okay. And no one's talking about it. Girls are running around like, my friend has 6 Diet Cokes a day. And I'm like, look, I'm not a doctor. But I don't think that's good for you. And she's like, what? There's no sugar. There's no calories. And I'm like, then what is in it? Because heroin doesn't have sugar or calories, and that's not great for you. I'm not saying Diet Coke is heroin, but I've never seen them in the same room together.
Five, Dick Clark 5. Can't you see that she's mine? A 21-year-old TikTok star got a huge tattoo of her boyfriend on her back. It says Alexander. And it was so long, she just did it right down the back of her spine, Alexander. They broke up a week later. Now, sometimes with tattoos, you can turn them into something else. I don't know. Alexander down the back of your spine? I don't think. I think you're stuck with it. You better meet another guy named Alexander. Here's the guess who.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah. I will never be free, no, my baby. No, no.
from Pasadena.
We've got sunshine for you today with a high near 58 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight. Nice weather for the downtown Christmas parade, 5:30. Tomorrow afternoon, partly sunny. Highs near 55.
My friend attached me. Something they didn't understand. How I get all the women in the palm of my hand. I told them, treat her like a lady. I mean, I know you've heard that the woman will soon take advantage of you. Let me tell you, my friend, that just ain't worth it to. So you ought to treat her like the lady. The best you can do, you gotta treat her. I mean, oh, you got to love her,
tease her,
but most of all, you got to please her, you got to hold her, and
warn her,
and make her feel you'll always need her,
need
you
her.
Know a woman is sentimental, and so easy to upset her, so make her feel that she's real, yeah, she'll give you happiness. It is the easy, simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. Cause I'm gonna treat her like a lady. So
actually,
I'm gonna treat her.
Like,
the best you can do.
You got.
Brothers, Sister Rose, Treated Like a Lady. I think from what, 1971 with that song. Is that 71? Don't look it up. Just off the top of your head. 71?
I know if you say it, it's correct.
No, it's not.
What Walter Cronkite said? If I say it, it is what it is.
This is Walter Cronkite with the CBS Evening News.
That's right.
Yeah, everybody looked at Walter Cronkite and they said, well, I heard Walter say it. It's got to be true.
I heard an interview with John Tesh. He said he would ask, he saw Walter, he worked in the same place he did. And he said, Walter, how do you get those names right? And Walter said, their names are what I say they are.
Walter Cronkite was actually in a movie.
No.
Did you remember the movie?
No.
I'm trying to remember. Well, I would say Bye Bye Birdie. I got to look it up. He was in a movie playing himself. But I think it was Bye Bye Birdie. I'll double check that.
Oh, wow.
Okay, there's a thread online where people are talking about outdated tech that they still use and they're perfectly happy with. Here are some of the responses. A notepad and pen. Hold on, I got to write that down. Hold on. Watches that just tell time and maybe the date, too. A calculator with buttons and a screen. I pay my bills with one of those every day.
Wow.
Physical media, DVDs, CDs, video games, books, textbooks, etc. I still buy DVDs. I'm buying Godzilla Minus One on DVD.
Oh, wow. I got to come over. I'll bring popcorn.
And I just saw it at the movies, but it was so good. I got to see it in color now. I watched the black and white version. A hand crank can opener. I still use that every day. How else would you open the can? I guess an electric can opener. A motorless lawnmower, push mower. Paper maps. Still use them.
Yep.
And here's one that really is getting me ticked off. A radio.
I still use my radio.
If you're listening,
I listen to Don Rosen every morning.
If you're listening to me right now, you're listening to a radio. How can that be out there? You know, here's the thing that gets me. Radio's like the cockroach. Everybody tried to take it out. TV tried to take it out. Streaming tried to take it out. Nobody could take out radio. And TV's hurting. Radio is still there at 100%. 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's because radio loves you.
That's right. Radio
never let you down.
Radio is where it's at. You can't get rid of radio. We're like the cockroach. After the atomic bomb goes off, radio, like the cockroach, will still be there.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
846 at WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall. Pure Soul Presents is a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul, the music that defined a generation.
So good! So good!
Pure Soul Presents proves that rhythm and romance never go out of style. Tickets for Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Christmas when we were growing up was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Choosing the right candidates for any office can be difficult.
My office has lots of drama.
I share my office. But no matter what kind of office you have, if you're hiring, you need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds the most qualified candidates for your roles fast. So, for any kind of office.
I'm really going places in my office.
Count on ZipRecruiter to find the right candidates for it. Try ZipRecruiter for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
the Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, now do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. The day that I die. Helped the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shell. 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. Clenched in fists of rage, no angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. In the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast. The day the music died, and they were singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die.
Oh, it doesn't get better than that. Don McLean, American Pie, the day the music died. That was the day that Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Richie Valens died in the plane crash, along with the pilot, by the way.
Remember, right.
Everybody leaves him off the
He wasn't instrumented rate. He wasn't instrument rated.
So was that what it was? It was
went right into a snowstorm.
And I was at the, it happened in January. I went to the the Surf Ballroom with my wife, where the last concert was. And they have the phone in plexiglass where Richie Valens called
his sweetheart.
His sweetheart.
And then his sweetheart, the dad, didn't want her talking to him. So she said once Richie died, she never talked to her dad again, is what she said.
And the concert they were having that weekend was the winter concert with Big Bopper Jr. was going to perform. So I overheard two people talking. They were, I think, Australians, and they came to the Surf Ballroom. And they said they were going out to the plane site. It was at 115th or 116th and Gull.
Yep.
In a farm field.
Out in the middle of nowhere.
So there was a guitar there to mark the spot. And it was a muddy day. And I walked out. There was a quarter mile in on from the road. So I walked first. And my wife says, as I'm walking through this mud to get to the site, three guys just got out of a car. They're right behind you. And she panicked. And she said, I'm going to go follow you. I said, stay there. So I got to the site. There was three stainless steel records there.
Yep.
Have you been there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Three stainless steel records. There's a lot of tchotchkes along there, you know. And.